Let's talk about the state's parties for a bit.
And their obligations. When you sign, and I've used this in Canada, when you sign the World Heritage Convention, it means you will not harm a World Heritage Site in your own country or abroad.
Yeah. Yep.
And I've used that in terms of mining companies, Canadian mining companies in other countries.
Right.
So I'd like you just to sort of ruminate a bit on how you think states' parties are doing, both from the point of view of their international obligations towards World Heritage Sites in other countries, a bit towards their cooperation in helping other countries, and then take a look inside and see how you think they've done internally and whether the World Heritage Convention has made a difference in specific, within the countries.
Within the countries. Well, this is probably where I would draw rather more on UK experience, because quite a lot sort of come to the surface in the last few years. But starting at a kind of a more general level, it's very interesting what you were just saying about reminding people in Canada what it's about. I'm quite sure that in the enthusiasm to get sites on the list, the responsibilities, or if you like, the downsides, if you're cynical, are underplayed quite often, either by the enthusiasts or by the government or by whoever, because it's such a great thing to get the site on the World Heritage List. The fact that it comes with it, with a bunch of responsibilities that may require them to take decisions that will be unpopular, or have to resist some sort of economic development or allocate resources and so forth, I think that's brushed aside and sort of, you know, it's just not faced up to. I think that the reality of that, and this is where I turn to perhaps the UK as an example, has been coming home rather strongly, because there have been at least three cases in Britain where World Heritage designation has become a major issue. One which I don't know very much about, you read the newspaper, which is the Tower of London, Stonehenge and the Giant's Causeway, which I'm quite involved in because as a trustee of the National Trust. What struck me has been the way in which the last few years politicians at the local and national level, media and so forth, have focused on this and focused on it in a way that they never did before.
Focused on World
Heritage. On World Heritage. So the original nomination and designation, which might have been done back in the 80s or early 90s, sort of went almost without much note, except possibly in the local paper. You know, 10 years ago, one might have said, well, World Heritage Convention, interesting, but what an opportunity to be missed. Now I think you might say that it's got to getting up to speed and it's having a significant impact on policy decisions. There's a much higher public awareness and a greater willingness to engage with the rest of the world on World Heritage matters. And I think, I suspect that that is probably true of a large number of other countries in different ways over the years. So when you said right at the start, you know, has it worked or not? I think it's working better all the time. Although, you know, the difficulties and problems they've got are huge, and we now know, with particularly climate change, far bigger than we ever foresaw at the time when the convention was written.
Mm-hmm. On that issue of not hurting, harming World Heritage Sites in other countries, I do remember I realized the limitations of that clause or in the convention when I first was present at a World Heritage Committee meeting when the Mount Nimba site was being discussed. And clearly there was a consortium, think, of American, Japanese, and German mining companies, if I'm not mistaken. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It was a consortium of mining companies who were going to basically take the top off the mountain. I think it's iron, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Yes, it is.
And I remember that the countries themselves said, well, it's the private sector. Even though we, the country, have signed and said we will not harm a World Heritage Site in another country, we can't affect our private sector. Can you think of any other examples where that actually, there has been a change of what a company or a country actually, country-funded project was going to do because of World Heritage?
A country-funded project or a private-funded project?
Both,
or both. Well, certainly there was that case of the whale sanctuary of Vizcaíno in Mexico, which was, is it Mitsubishi, I think it was. It was a salt pan extraction.
Yes, that's correct.
A project that it was actually quite interesting because it wasn't clear And the person to talk to about this, obviously, is Mechtil, who was involved in the visit. But it wasn't clear whether it would actually have an effect on the whale population. But it certainly would have involved a bloody great industrial infrastructure bang in the middle of this beautiful area. And because of the pressures that were put on it, the Mexican president withdrew the permission, and the thing never went ahead. So that was a good story. And then at another level altogether, at the World Parks Congress in Durban in 2003, ICMM, you know, the International Council of Mining and Minerals, they're here in London, actually.
Yes, and this is the mining...
The mining boys.
Yep.
And the president of that federation, which is of all the major mining companies, I think it doesn't include smaller ones, they made that very explicit statement that they would not mine in World Heritage Sites. I think that the mining companies are now well aware this is an issue. I wouldn't say for a moment that they won't touch these areas, but there will be much more effort to respect the sensitivities that exist, avoid them if they can, and no doubt find credible arguments for doing it if they have to, but they'll no doubt point out there'll be a much better environment afterwards. So I think that the mining companies have certainly understood what World Heritage means, and I think that that's really quite a significant achievement, actually.